When Illinois last year raised the state income tax, Walker pounced with invitations to Illinois businesses to jump the border. Walker laid off that rhetoric some, saying while Illinois firms are welcome to come to Wisconsin, that wasn't the reason for his appearance. Rather, Walker says, his visit to Illinois was in part a campaign stop meant to show voters the differences between the neighboring states before his recall election in June.
If voters in our state want to know the difference between going forward or backwards, they need to only look at the mess that you have in state government here in Springfield to know what it would be like if the recall ultimately prevailed.
While Illinois business leaders applauded Walker's remarks outside, thousands of union members protested. Some held up a 16-foot cardboard cutout of Walker with the words, "Don't badger us," written across the chest. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn had a similar message. His office released fact sheets saying that under Walker, Wisconsin has been last in the nation in job growth. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Amanda Vinicky in Springfield, Illinois.